strictly a slang term.
Uh-huh.
You might not find it in the dictionaries.
That's it. You call all these, that's your...
There were different types of teeth.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any teeth really, mine are all false. But the upper ones are in sizes, and the lower are in sizes, and there's certain teeth that are canine teeth, or dog teeth, and then you got your chewing teeth, your molars, and then the wisdom teeth behind those.
And the fleshy part, you call that your...
Fleshy gums.
What about this part of your hand right here? You call that
palm.
Your... And if I do this, I make a...
Fist.
I got two.
Yeah.
What about, you know, sometimes when people get older, they complain that they're getting stiff in their...
Stiff in the wrong place.
Or, you know, a point where two bones meet, you call that a...
Rheumatism. We talk about when you get old and your bones hurt, you have rheumatism, I suppose, or arthritis.
Have you ever heard people complain that they're getting down in their joints?
Well, yeah. I've heard them say they're getting down in their joints. I've heard that.
What about this part of your body right here? That's all your...
Shin bone. Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call this part right here anything in particular, from your knee up to your seat?
That's your thigh.
The back part of it's called the thigh too?
Yeah, the whole joint is from the knee up to the body is called the thigh.
Have you ever heard that called the haunches? Like you're squatting down on your haunches?
Well, I've heard of squatting down on the haunches. I never was sure just what was the haunches, whether that was your leg, whether that was your... I didn't know whether it was this was your haunch or this was your haunch. I never did know. I've heard of people squatting on the haunch.
Have you ever heard people use any other expression besides squat down and mean the same thing?
Or crouch.
Yeah. Ever heard anybody say hunker down? Had to hunker down to do such and such, or weed the grass or something like that?
I don't believe I've heard that one.
What about that? You call that your...
That's your toe.
The whole thing's your...
Foot.
And you say you got
2 feet.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody's been sick, maybe been in the hospital, but they're up and about now, you might say, well, oh, so-and-so's been sick, he's up and about, but he still looks a little bit...
Poorly? Yeah. I just P-O-L, I just, nigga talk is poorly. He's...
Poorly.
Poorly, you could say poorly or poorly. If you say poorly, that's something niggas always use. That's a case of talking some common language and you use that. He's convalescent, you could say. He looks kind of poorly.
You ever hear anybody say peaked?
Peaked pertains to your color. If you, for instance, if your cheeks are very pale, sickly looking, why you got a peaked look.
What about this expression? Say, if you were describing a man who was very muscular, could lift heavy weights, you'd say that he's very...
Well, he's very robust or muscular.
Strong.
Strong, yeah.